Agenda item number eight, Army Corps Engineers. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Army Corps of Engineers requests authorization to increase the maximum amount of cubic yards placed in their existing overboard placement site located adjacent to state-owned marsh northwest of Fort Point in Upshur's Bay from 100,000 cubic yards to 200,000 cubic yards per dredge cycle. All other permit conditions would remain the same. Modification is part of the Upshur's Bay Federal Navigation Dredging Project. The project requires a wetlands and submerged lands permit modification. Location of the project is halfway up the eastern shore on the seaside, Exmoor, Painter, town of Quimby. A little closer view, the town of Quimby, Quimby Harbor, the federal channel that will be dredged is between the light here and into the harbor itself. Peeler Point, the placement site, last dredged was in 2003, 12 years ago, and the placement site has been used since 1973. Because of the lack of dredging in the past 12 years, has reduced the controlling depth in this channel to less than half of its project's authorized depth of 8 feet, resulting in the need to remove an additional 100,000 cubic yards of material. This is my rendition of the placement site. As you can see, there's a line, maybe you can't, but there's an intertidal area here now. And this area here was created, this has been created since 1973, of vegetated wetlands. Since a portion of the wetlands is involved as state-owned, the commission, rather than Accomack County Wetlands Board, must issue the permit modification. Again, this is a map showing our oyster grind leasing leases in brown, and the darker color green is the bale of grinds here. The channel, this is a fairly new photo. You can't even see the channel coming through here, but it comes up right through this area here. We did hold a public hearing in Accomack on February 9th to receive public comment. We had two Army Corps representatives there, three local citizens from the Quimby area, and two Oyster Grand leaseholders. All were in favor of the modification and stating that the need for the deeper channel for both recreational and commercial use. We did have one leaseholder who had some concerns of the sediment, the suspended sediment might impact their clam grinds. I removed the baler from this so it's easier to see. Channel comes up through here. The Oyster Grand leaseholder that had some concerns has a lease here and one down here on the opposite side of the channel. Both of them are over a half a mile away from the placement site. We did do a public notice by mail to all of the leaseholders in this area that you see, and we ran it in the paper. And as of today, no public opposition has been received. VIMS has determined that the potential adverse environmental impacts from the placement of the additional material are minimum, provided the project adheres to all of the conditions required in the existing permit, and these conditions consist of a time of year restriction from July 1st to September 30th to protect spawning shellfish, and that no dredge material will be placed on the existing vegetated wetlands. And at this time, no state agency has expressed opposition to the project. Aerial view, this is Peeler Point, my rendition of the placement site. Quimby Harbor is in this general area there. Drawings that were submitted with the modification. Federal project channel, intertidal area here. Most of this is intertidal. And again, showing the finished grade not to exceed the elevation of the adjacent marsh. The placement site itself is large enough to hold the additional 100,000 cubic yards without any issues and problems. So in summary, we are sensitive to the leaseholders' concerns that the suspended sediment might impact their clams and oysters, but in this case, the leaseholders are over a half a mile away, and in most cases where they've got their clams are on the other side of the channel. therefore, the proposed site is already permitted and has been used in, since 1973, and since it does not appear that the conditions use of the site will result in any significant long-term adverse impacts, we're recommending approval of the project modification with the stipulation that all of the existing permit conditions would remain the same. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Batcher. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
When was the last time material was actually deposited at the site, and was there any known effects, sediment being stirred in the water and moved over the oyster leases?
2003 was the last time, 12 years ago. But we heard no complaints from any of the leaseholders at the time. I went into a little bit more conversation after the public hearing was over. One of the leaseholders came by the office, and he really wasn't that concerned about it, but just wanted to see what we thought, and I think was concerned that because of the additional volume that there may be more sediment in the system.
Mr. Erskine.
Did you say that there was a there is in the current permit a time of year restriction for shellfish spawning?
Oh, okay. Correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Is the public hearing? Is the applicant present or represented? You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you God. Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Keith Buckley.
Thanks. Keith, is there anything you wish to add to this?
No, sir. Hank did a great job reading the project. I'm just here to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission? Sorry to get you out of your seat. Is there anybody else who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Please state your name for the record.
Kim Husky, Virginia Seafood Council. I'm here representing the leaseholders on the Eastern Shore. We are not opposed to this project, but we do want to reiterate our concerns that this might negatively impact the lease grounds. But again, we are not opposed to this project. Just want to go on record with our concerns about anything that might negatively impact. I think there are 200 clam nets that might be involved a half a mile away. But again, we do not oppose.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.
Anybody else? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Batchelor.